With lockdown easing across the UK, many of us are getting out and about a lot more, and there are even more options for getting about when you're outdoors. E-scooters are hitting our streets, probably more so now than they ever were before, but there are some concerns around the legislation and indeed the safety for many people, including those with visual impairments as well. Joining me today to discuss this, we have with us Zoe Courtney from RNIB's campaigns team. Thanks for joining us, Zoe.
Thanks for having me.
So tell us just a little bit, first of all, what are e-scooters and what are the worries and the dangers?
Sure. So e-scooters are a type of micromobility, which is a small device for transporting somebody. They can have one, two or more wheels, and they are powered by a motor. So e-scooter stands for electric scooter.
Now, right away, there's kind of worries there. Will these be on the pavements or the roads or cycle lanes?
Yeah, so the Department for Transport has released some guidance for the trials that are going to be taking place. So e-scooters will be allowed to be rented out in certain trial areas that are approved by the Department for Transport. So the guidance does say that e-scooters shouldn't be ridden on pavements. They should only be ridden on roads and cycleways. But we do have some concerns at RNIB because they are mostly silent vehicles and they can go quite quickly. So we have some concerns that they are really difficult for blind and partially sighted people to detect, to know when they're coming. And we're also aware that it's not always obvious to somebody on an e-scooter that they might be approaching somebody with sight loss. So we are really concerned about the potential for dangerous interactions between these two groups. And we have been trying to let the Department for Transport, the government, know about our concerns and make sure that these trials are as safe as they possibly can be.
I'm a guide dog owner, Zoe, and you know, I have come across these probably a few months ago, and they were ridden on the pavement, you know, so yeah. The best world in the world, they are on our pavements. They are incredibly quiet. The only reason I knew they were coming was that the road was very bumpy. I was walking on the pathway, it was very bumpy, and I could hear this weight bouncing up and down coming towards me, and I could hear the hum, but it was at me and past me, and it was moving really rapidly. And you kind of wonder, you know, are the people riding these capable of the reactions needed for one of these vehicles?
Yeah, I mean, these are serious concerns. I think the issue about enforcement is a real worry. You know, it's one thing to say that they're not allowed to ride on pavements, but how that is actually going to be enforced so that that doesn't happen is a real question mark that we have. And we are going to be, you know, closely observing what's happening with these e-scooter trials.
Now, you mentioned these will also be available to rent. So will that be like the dockless bikes? You can basically pick them up and drop them off anywhere.
It might well be. Unfortunately, the government guidance which has come out for the e-scooter trials hasn't been very specific about parking requirements. And it's one of the things that we were hoping they would come out and say very detailed, specific guidance, because from the experience we've had with dockless bikes in cities where they are, like London, they have been a complete nightmare for a lot of disabled people. You know, dockless bikes have been left obstructing pavements. We've heard reports of people hurting themselves walking into dockless bikes. We've heard reports of people having to walk out into the road to get around a pavement which is completely obstructed, you know, into traffic. So we do have concerns as well about the parking arrangements. And we have been feeding in that our advice is docking stations would be, in our view, the safest option. If that's not possible, because it's a 12-month trial period, they might not want to invest the money to create a full docking station, then we've been suggesting that wherever possible, parking should be on the road, taking up car parking spaces so that at least there is a detectable curb between the pavement and the parking.
Some real red flags there, Zoe. Now, you mentioned the trial area. So where will this be happening, first of all?
So we're still waiting to hear where all of the trial areas will be. We know that one of them has already begun. So on Monday, the 13th of July, the first trial area began in Middlesbrough.
And we're still waiting to hear the other areas as well. I mean, how can RNIB sort of follow this or influence this? Because I believe our chair, Ellie Southwood, was in front of the Transport Select Committee.
Yes, that's right. Our chair, Eleanor Southwood gave some really excellent evidence and delivered some excellent points to the Transport Committee, particularly around our concerns about the speeds that e-scooters might be going at, about parking arrangements, and about enforcement.
So we are aware of the first area, but can blind and partially sighted people get involved in that particular area and beyond, or is there a way that they can feedback their concerns?
Yes. So we have launched our own tool to try to gather some of the experiences of blind and partially sighted people in areas where the e-scooter trials are taking place. So we do have an online tool where you can let us know if you've been in an area where e-scooter trials are taking place, what your experience of that was.
And how do people get involved with this? How can they feedback?
So if you want to tell us about it at RNIB, our tool is on our website. And if you go into our campaign web pages, we have a news story about e-scooter trials beginning and speak up. And then in there is a button where it will take you to our short survey, which just basically asks you what your experience was. We are keeping our fingers on this button and we are working hard to make sure that trial areas are aware of the possible impacts that e-scooters can have on blind and partially sighted people. We are making every effort to get in contact with local authorities who are considering e-scooter trials. And we are also reaching out to e-scooter companies with advice. So please go to www.rnib.org.uk or get in touch with us at campaigns@rnib.org.uk or by telephone on 0207 391 2123.
I will keep everyone up to date on the e-scooters campaign, but following to Zoe Courtney, thank you for speaking with us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks very much, Alan.